Subject, my boyfriend claims he's not in love with his best friend. Should I believe him? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my boyfriend for about a year now, and we love each other very much. But sometimes I doubt him, and here's why. He has a best friend that is a female. At first, we all hung out together because I believed them when they told me that their relationship was innocent. But then I started having second thoughts. Whenever I was around, she would play little games with him, such as grabbing his body, even his private parts. I confronted her about it, and she said it didn't mean anything because and that she only sees my boyfriend as her brother. But I never believed that girls and guys could be just friends. At this point, I don't talk to her anymore because I feel like she would always do little things to my boyfriend when I was around to get me jealous. I don't really care for the girl, but I want my boyfriend to step up and put her in her place. I feel like she continues to act funny because my boyfriend never tells her how disrespectful she is being toward me. I'm guessing he won't tell her because he doesn't want to hurt his best friend's feelings. But what about my feelings? It seems as if he always takes her side over mine and always thinks that I'm overreacting. Well, am I overreacting? Can a girl and guy ever just be friends? What should I tell my boyfriend to do? Should I tell him to completely cut her off for my sake? Well, first thing you could do is just quit calling him your boyfriend, because he's not acting like this. I mean, why should you have to tell your man to tell his female friend to stop disrespecting you? Why is she disrespecting you in the first place? Shouldn't she know not to disrespect you if you're his woman, his girl? He should never let it get this far anyway. So why is she so comfortable doing this? And what is she getting out of this? Is she trying to let you know that she's really the woman in the relationship? When she grabbed him the first time, you should have said something right then. She grabbed his private parts? Come on. You're just going to stand there? I mean, who does that? That is the ultimate in disrespect. She says she only sees your man as her brother. Really? Really? Okay, well, they're having an incestuous relationship then. He's weak. He won't step up and tell her because why should he? I mean, he's got the best of both worlds. He's got you who's with him saying he's your boyfriend and not doing anything about this other woman who's all in your relationship. And they are sleeping together. You need to realize that. They are. And he's not your man. Steve?
This letter right here, these got to be some kids.
Some children.
It just got to be some kids. They got to be 14.
At least.
It's got to be at least. Can't be no more than 16 wrote this letter right here. There got to be some kids right here. Because I can tell you right now, ain't no real grown folk finna. This ain't. Mm-mm. Listen to me. He has a best friend that is a female. Keep telling y'all. Y'all ain't listening to me, but all right. No, it's going to write your little letter. First, they hung out together because I believed them when they told me their friendship was innocent. But then I started having second thoughts. And why? Well, because whenever I was around, she would play little games with him, such as grabbing his body, even his private parts. Okay, why is this a letter? Because right now, this should just be a note. You know, you could have stuck that information on a refrigerator on a stickum pad and been the end of it. Grabbing his body, even his private parts. Really, this letter should be over right here because they done cut the lights out in your cell. And you didn't have time to finish it.
Right.
But you didn't have time to type a whole damn letter. Who is this that plays like this? No one plays like this who is not sexually involved. I confronted her about it. She said it didn't mean anything, that she only sees my boyfriend as her brother. I had two brothers. Uh-huh. We play all the time. Nowhere in all of our playing.
Say it.
Could we grab each other's zipper?
Hello.
Because the damn game over.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
The moment you grab my zipper, we are not playing anymore. You are in an off-limits danger zone. Alarms is going off. Whoop, 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 whoop. A lot happens. How she down there playing? All he got an elbow. She could push, pinch him in his back, tickle his ear. She down there on the man's zipper.
Yeah.
That's her brother. What? Shirley, you got a brother.
Yeah.
When last time you grabbed fish?
Never. How about
Hello?
Never?
Hello.
We fought all the time growing up.
Hello. And you love fish.
Absolutely.
You ain't playing with fish zipper.
No.
Girl,
no.
How stupid are you?
Yeah.
But I never believe that girls and guys should just be friends. Well, I don't talk to her anymore because I feel like she would always do little things to my boyfriend. When I was around to get me jealous, she would do stuff to her boyfriend when you was around to get you jealous. Let me ask you a question. Get you jealous of what? I don't really care for the girl, but I want my boyfriend to step up and put her in her place. Lady, let me help you out something. He ain't going to put her in her place because your boyfriend is in his place.
Mm-hmm.
See, listen to me carefully. He's not going to put her in her place because your boyfriend is in the place. He in the place he want. He can't ruffle her feathers. Because, see, he done convinced your stupid behind that this ain't nothing. He done also convinced this other girl that they can continue to see each other, provided she don't let on that they kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
So now he got two stupid women he dealing with. He got the stupid woman that he done convinced, we gonna go on kick it, but we gonna always make like we brother and sister. She stupid. She done fell for that, thinking it's gonna be Mo one day. And you stupid for thinking you got a boyfriend, like Shirley said, and that they is just friends. The whole letter's about stupid people. The only one got some sense in this letter is your damn boyfriend. Because he getting everything
he
want. You and her. Now, you can get mad at the man if you want to, ladies. But ain't nobody made you go along with this arrangement right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.